Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In an average week, how many times would you say you walk across a room, drive your car, try and potentially fail to learn dance choreography off of YouTube? Chances are, you're doing at least one of those on a regular basis, and you have one small but mighty brain structure to thank for it, the cerebellum. Named for the Latin term for little brain and hanging off the back of the main brain, this adorable-sounding anatomical feature packs a major punch for its diminutive size. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Janice Wiseman, MD, a clinical associate professor in the Department of Neurology at the NYU School of Medicine. She said, the brain weighs about 3 pounds, 1.3 kilos, and the cerebellum makes up about 10% of that. It's made up of three lobes, the vermis in the center. A vermis means worms in Latin, and it's a long, thin structure that looks like a worm, and a cerebellar hemisphere on each side of that. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Daniel Friedman, D.O., a pediatric neurophysiology fellow at Nationwide Children's Hospital. He said, it weighs about 5 ounces, 140 grams. It's the coordination center of the brain and receives a large amount of sensory input from the spinal cord and brain regarding the body's movements and position. It uses this information to maintain smooth, coordinated movements. We'll get to how the cerebellum translates all that input into action in a second, but first, let's go deeper on this brain structure's structure. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Parneet Grewal, a fellow at Rush University Medical Center. She said, it has a beautiful branched appearance, which is very unique. It has a complex circuitry. Friedman said, when cut in half, the branching pattern of the cerebellar white matter required to connect all the folia, Latin for leaves, can be seen. This resembles a head of cauliflower or broccoli and is referred to as the arbor vitae, Latin for tree of life. Appearances aside, the cerebellum plays a major role in a variety of everyday functions. Weissman explained, the vermis is most associated with coordinating movement of the trunk and legs, and the cerebellar hemispheres work to coordinate the movement of the arms, hands, and fingers. The cerebellum coordinates voluntary movements, like posture, balance, coordination, and speech, resulting in smooth muscle movements. The cerebellum gets sensory input from the joints in the limbs and the trunk, and also from the motor areas of the brain, the parts that plan and direct movement. The cerebellum matches those two inputs to make sure that the limb or trunk is doing what the motor cortex in the brain wants it to. This is how you can walk a straight line or close your eyes and touch your nose without missing. It coordinates the movement of your eyes so that you can smoothly track an object. It also coordinates the muscles of swallowing and speech so you don't choke on your food, and so you can say, "Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers." But, according to research published in October of 2018 in the journal Neuron, all these important functions are just part of the picture. The cerebellum is apparently capable of a whole lot more. Weissman said, recently, scientists have found that this most well-known function may be only one of many functions of the cerebellum, and only involve 20% of it. Other functions include modulation of emotion, memory, language, and abstract thinking. Like with movement, the cerebellum monitors these functions to make sure that they're being done the right way. It's been referred to as the editor of the brain. With all of this responsibility, you can't help but wonder what might happen if the cerebellum were to experience any kind of damage. Friedman said, the primary symptom of a damaged cerebellum is ataxia, or uncoordinated movement. Permanent damage to the cerebellum can come from stroke, tumors, infection, or alcohol use. Ataxia can also be temporary, as seen in alcohol intoxication. When police officers conduct a roadside sobriety test, they're checking cerebellar function by having you touch finger to nose or walk a straight line. Weissman said, symptoms and signs of cerebellar disease include difficulty coordinating movements, such as walking, moving the arms, and coordinating the muscles of swallowing and speech into a smooth pattern. And people can have trouble with balance, moving the arms and hands in the way they want, swallowing and coordinating the voice when they speak, and the speech can sound slurred. Cerebellar damage can cause a tremor of the limbs, trunk, or voice. Because the cerebellum also regulates smooth movements of the eyes, people with cerebellar damage may also experience double vision or abnormal eye movements. And because the cerebellum is apparently a player in cognitive and emotional function, researchers believe damage could contribute to mental illnesses like schizophrenia. While all of this sophisticated circuitry certainly may seem exclusively reserved for human brains, the cerebellum predates us by a long shot. And other vertebrates have cerebellums that vary in size and shape, but work similarly. Elephants have the biggest that we know of. Weissman said, the cerebellum is an evolutionarily old structure, hundreds of millions of years old, found in fish and reptiles as well as mammals. After all, fish have to swim straight. Since the cerebellar vermis and hemispheres coordinate different parts of the body, as you look up the evolutionary scale, as animals begin to use their hands in a way different from their legs, their cerebellar hemispheres get larger. But which came first, the structure or the action? Today's episode is based on the article, The Cerebellum is the Body's Little Brain, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Michelle Konstantinovsky. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.